It is now 8:25, 52 degrees in downtown Fairhope as we welcome Miss Jessica Walker with the City of Fairhope. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. Happy December.
I know, right? It's a downhill slide, like I was just saying, trying to get ready for Christmas. And something that may impede us slightly is the North Church Street infrastructure project. Well, we're on North now, but it's actually going on.
It's going to keep moving all the way to Fells.
Tell us what we're doing.
So, to recap, the Church Street infrastructure project is putting in, it's replacing all of the storm drains, all of the pipes that you see or that you don't see. It's everything under the ground.
Right, right.
So, all of our water, wastewater, gas, all of those pipes are being replaced. They are old. They have been in the ground for a very long time. Obviously, technology and materials have changed significantly since those were first put in.
Right.
There are more efficient ways to do it. There are definitely more reliable materials now, and that's what we are putting into the ground. Unfortunately, pulling old pipe out and putting new pipe in is not as easy as it sounds. So we have already made it through the first stretch of Church Street, which was Oak to Magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
We are currently working Magnolia to Fairhope Avenue. I'm pretty sure everybody in town knows that the Magnolia intersection has been closed for quite some time now. That will be reopening in the next few weeks as they are getting tie-ins done. So tying in water to the new piping and all of those things. We've seen gas out on Church. They're doing the gas work ahead of everything else because gas is so pressurized, it's so volatile, so we're doing that gas work first before everything else is done. So that's why you're seeing it a little bit patchwork first ahead of it, but we're working through these crews are working really hard. They're doing hard work to try to get the street up, get these pipes in as quickly as possible with as minimal damage as possible.
So for the Christmas parade this Friday night, this construction work or infrastructure work will not affect the parade route.
That is absolutely right. There is no effect to the parade route whatsoever. However, if you have been using Church Street as your cut through to get to different things, we would encourage you to be very careful as you're doing that. We do have all of the sidewalks open here on Church Street, but you know, we do have major construction fencing up because there are cuts in the road. There are holes in the road. We don't want you to fall in the hole.
You will have access to the parking garage.
100%. There's absolutely access to the parking garage. There will continue to be access to the parking garage throughout the project.
Not just from Section, but from North Church as well.
North Church, correct. Okay. There may be, as of right now, the north entrance to the parking garage on Church Street is closed because of where we are with construction. But the south entrance is open. There will always be an entrance on Church Street open. Now, there may be momentary, like, periods of time where that entrance is blocked while they're moving machinery. That is to be expected. This machinery is big. This is a small space that they're working in. So there may be 5-minute periods mm-hmm. where there is not available, but you will be able to get in and out of the parking garage.
I've encountered that a couple of
absolutely,
times.
Absolutely, yes.
I've also received notifications a couple of days recently, I believe yesterday and day before, about
correct.
Some water main having to turn the water off. And we must have a half a dozen hair salons on the street.
We do. There are at least half a dozen here that are affected whenever that happens. And so to give you a little bit of background on how that happens is, you know, like we were talking about earlier, the pipes that are in the ground are older. They are not as reliable. They've been there for dozens and dozens of years. As the vibrations are happening, in some cases that may have a tendency to crack the pipe. They're trying their best to be as careful as possible. We are thankful that there have not been more instances where they've had to turn the water off because mm-hmm. of a crack or because of something has pulled. Yesterday, I think that they were able to get that water back on within 45 minutes. I think that was the same thing on Monday. There is going to be a water outage for people here on if you haven't been notified by me, then that means you're not going to be affected by it. But there will be a water outage while they tie in the water to the new pipes. That has to be done. That's necessary. It's really unfortunate that it has to be done, but in the long run, this is going to work out very well for everyone who is using utilities here in the city of Fairhope.
Okay. All right. What's the price tag on this project again? And
it's very high. it is very high. I will have to pull that number, but we're looking at several millions of dollars for this project alone. And, you know, before I started working for the city, the idea that infrastructure work was... I never really had a great concept of what it took to do infrastructure work. But, you know, looking at the stretch of church, for instance, from Oak to Fells, knowing that you're several millions of dollars, so I'd probably say upwards of six, just to get the pipes changed in that, I mean, that's why it's so difficult. That's why we need funding. That's why we're applying for funding for lots of different things to be able to really update this infrastructure here in the city.
So the project is going to continue crossing and closing Fairhope Avenue, I'm guessing.
Correct.
That's
There's good news,
be
though.
A tough one.
It is going to be tough. It is. And I mean, if you see me walking down the street eating chocolate, that's because, you know, we feel a huge responsibility to make sure that we're giving the businesses and the residents and anyone who is affected by this as much up-to-the-minute information as possible. But because it's construction, there's sometimes things that are happening that we don't expect to have
sure.
happen, obviously. But yes, it will move up to Fells. But the good news is that the size of the pipes gets smaller as you move up, so the next stretch will not be nearly as invasive because of the size of the pipe that goes up that way.
But we will have to continue to close.
We are continuing
all
to close.
The way
we'll
up
have
to Fells.
To okay. be able to keep people safe and to be able to do this as effectively as possible.
And no one has a crystal ball because we do have Mardi Gras parades coming up. I'm just going to have to wait and see what that might do. Or are there plans already in place to change the routes? Or what are we doing?
There are no plans in place to change the routes as of right now.
Yeah.
We are hopeful because it is going to get smaller as we get further up the further down the street. I'm sorry. We do think that we will be able to do that intersection in the break between Christmas and Mardi Gras, but we're having to play it by ear as we go. I think you've heard me say, Lori, that it's a little bit of a treasure hunt. They found all kinds of things in the road that they didn't have marked because they've been there for 75 years or 100 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is a little bit of a treasure hunt, and that is where some of the uncertainty comes in as far as timing. But they're working hard. I think they're tired of hearing from me. I text them all the time. And you've seen me down here on the street some
oh, yes.
as well.
You are director of special projects?
I am a special projects and grants manager.
Yes,
so,
okay.
You know, and I do communications for the city. And so I do think that works pretty well because that means that that as I know it, we can let people know. But
let me compliment you because as a business manager here on the street where it's happening, the city, have been extremely informative every step of the way, sending out group emails to all of the businesses affected, listening to their complaints and trying to come up with some solutions, like the new street signage that you put out, I guess now a couple of weeks ago.
Thank
that
you.
The shops are open, y'all.
That's very nice.
You're making the best of the of a bad situation when it comes, you know, folks trying to get business in the door with the street closed.
Well, you know, our city is built on entrepreneurs. Our city is built on the people who choose to make their businesses here and choose to run their businesses here. And it's our responsibility to them to do as much as we can to minimize this effect
mm-hmm.
as we still have to do it. It's got to be done. It's painful. We know it has to be done. But our city is going to be better for it in the long run, in the short term and the long run, as
right.
soon as we can get this updated.
Is there anything else you'd like us to know about the Church Street infrastructure project?
One thing that is really important, you know, if you've been down here, you've seen that we've changed the size of the construction fencing that's going around, that's surrounding the project. It was smaller. What we were seeing is that people who were on their morning walks were stepping over the construction fencing, the smaller construction fencing, and walking through the construction site. Anytime you see a construction site blocked off, it's blocked off for your safety. Please don't step over those
right.
construction fences. Don't step into a construction site. There are holes. There is a lot of unstable dirt out there right now because they've been digging so much.
All right, so I was witnessing, speaking of holes,
sure.
I mean, taller than me.
Yes, absolutely.
Wider and longer and
Correct.
Taller because they have
drain
huge
boxes.
Concrete boxes.
Correct.
that I'm guessing were maybe 6 or 8 feet wide and tall.
Absolutely.
So what were those again?
Those are the drain boxes. Those are connector boxes for the storm drains.
Oh, that makes sense. So you put it in the box and then the pipe goes through it because there's a big hole
it
in the middle of it.
Shuttles the water where it needs to go. So it's like a chute. Think of it like a water chute. Right. So, but that's underneath your street. And so when we have to dig those holes and when we have, you know, we'll come back obviously with paving, but until that happens, until we move that construction fencing, it's not stable or safe for you to be walking through. So please don't pick your dog up and put him over the fence and start walking. Right. It's really unsafe, okay. And we want you to be safe.
Okay. And, well, thank you for this update. And do you want to mention the comprehensive plan?
I absolutely do.
Because that's under your umbrella of special projects as well, isn't
Thank you. Yes, it is. And I was going to jump in there and get that in. We do have two more comprehensive plan neighborhood meetings happening tomorrow. One is at 10 a.m. at Homestead Village. I think that's going to be a really great one. I'm interested to be part of that. And then the other will be at 6 p.m. tomorrow night at Thompson Hall Road Fire Station. These neighborhood meetings are essential. They are absolutely key to the development of this plan because this is when the citizens come in and we hear from them. This is when you come in and you tell us what you think about the city. These are directed, facilitated conversations where we hear from you.
It was specifically about growth and
future
growth.
Absolutely. You know, like it or not, I'm on Facebook all the time. I'm seeing this. I'm monitoring what people are saying. I see these comments that people have about how they feel about Fairhope is growing. Come to these meetings. Tell us how you feel about it because we can't put together a plan that works for everyone or a plan that can find some kind of middle ground if we don't know where your middle ground is. Additionally, if you are not able to come to these meetings, these are the 5th and 6th neighborhood meetings that we're having for the comprehensive plan. They're the last two of the year, but not the last two of the project. But if you are unable to come, you can still participate. You can still fill out a survey at planfairhope.com. That's our comprehensive plan website. It's linked from our City of Fairhope page. But you can still fill out a survey. We want you to fill out a survey.
Okay.
We want you to come to the meetings, obviously. We have 6 more of these coming up. Let me think. No, we have, yes, 6 more of these coming up in January and February. And then in March, we'll do a public charrette. That information will come out in January when that'll happen, where we... It's like an intensive 6-day thing where the team is in town and they meet with people. And then at the end of it, they show you what they found. They show you the results of all of these months of talk. So stay tuned for the meeting times in January and February. We will, in addition to in-person meetings, as we've been doing, we'll also do a virtual meeting in January. And we will do a youth meeting in February where our junior city council is going to help us facilitate that discussion with people their age, with their peers, so they can tell us how they think, what they think about Fairhope, how they would want it to grow. Because at the end of the day, if people are just moving off and never coming back, we're losing a lot. We're raising good kids. We're raising smart kids here in the city.
Right.
And we want them to come back and live here. So.
So for more information, go to planfairhope.com or just go to the city's website and you'll find a link to
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And then one more pitch. If you haven't signed up for the e-newsletter, please make sure you're signing up for the e-newsletter.
I love that.
Yes, we're reaching a lot of people. We're getting great feedback. But more than that, you get your information at your fingertips in your inbox. So I will later today on the city's page, we will promote the one that went out on Monday night, the December e-newsletter. But we're sending them out periodically throughout the month. We're trying not to spam you with things, but we're trying to meet people where they are. We hear a lot that people don't know what's going on, and this is one way we're attempting to meet you where you are.
Uh-huh.
So please sign up for that. If you don't know how to sign up for it, you can email me. I've had lots of people email me.
But do you sign up through the app on the phone, or can you go to the website?
So, great question.
Because I got my email, but I can't remember how I signed up. I'm thinking I went through the app. Or maybe the Everbridge.
I'm not sure how you signed up, but we'll push out later today how to sign up for that.
Okay.
We have pushed it out previously on the Facebook page, but we'll also put something on the city's news section so that if anyone is looking for it on the website, they can find it on the news section. But, you know, it's a comprehensive look at what's going on in the month. So we want you to do that. And at the end of every one of them, we push you over to take a look at the city council meetings that have happened previously, because we know that everybody can't attend those meetings, but they are very important. So
And you can find those on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Are you putting the comprehensive plans on the YouTube as well?
They are not. Those are neighborhoods, so those are more difficult
to do. Kind of hard to set up.
They're very difficult, yeah. Especially whenever they're facilitated discussions, whenever mm-hmm. there's so many people in a room talking. Mm-hmm. And we've had great response so far. But the virtual meeting will be on YouTube, and that will be in January. So.
Okay, all right.
I think that's it for right now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jessica Walker with the City of Fairhope, keeping us informed. The City of Fairhope joins us the first Wednesday of each month on Community Contact.